This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. For a look at how you and I can hear the voice of God and receive personal direction from Him, turn with us to Joshua, chapters 1 through 5. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Do you know how to get your direction from God? Today we look at a man who really did, one of the most interesting and challenging men of the Old Testament, a man named General Joshua. Now, about all most people know of Joshua was that he fit the battle of Jericho and the walls come tumbling down. And this, of course, is usually sung by a male quartet. But the first thing we were told about this man was that he was on speaking terms with God. Joshua 1:1 says, "Now after the death of Moses, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister." And one of the keys for Joshua in hearing the voice of God is a key for us today: meditation on the Word. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 records God's command to his newly appointed leader: "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." It's been said that meditation is the skeleton key that unlocks the greatest storeroom in the house of God's provisions for the Christian. The men who carry this key on the chain of their daily lives come into a knowledge and relationship that the activist and the restless ones have never known. Now, most of us live busy lives. We think we don't have time on a daily basis to meditate on the Word. But if there was anybody who appeared too busy to read and meditate on the Bible, it was Joshua. He could have said, "What? Think about the words of the Bible day and night? What about the invasion of Canaan? What about getting all these people across this swollen, rushing river? And what about our own list of excuses such as, 'I don't have time,' or 'I've got other things that need to be done,' and so on?" There are situations in which we need to invest much time in seeking God's direction. A number of years ago, when I was asked to begin a campus ministry, I spent the better part of 3 weeks reading the Bible, praying, and seeking God's direction in how to penetrate this secular campus with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, to some people, it seemed a kind of a waste of time. But out of that grew a solid conviction and a strategy for effective evangelism and discipleship. In our daily walk with Christ, in protracted time alone with Him, meditation is a key to opening the door of God's guidance. Look again at Joshua 1:8. Memorize it, meditate on it, and claim it for your own. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, when logic and common sense are wrong, on Daily Discipleship.